Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas, my mother, Chayaracha Bas David Tzvi. For Parshas Tzav, we're going to take a look at a Midrash that speaks about the Big Day Kahuna. Of course, in Parshas Tzav, we learn about the inauguration ceremony that actually takes place, what was commanded in Parshas Tzav. Takes place in Parshas Tzav. And part of the ceremony is the promotion of Aaron and his sons to be Kohanim, and part of that is the Big Day Kahuna. So we have in Vayikra Rabbah in Parsha Yud Simin Vav a discussion about the Big Day Kahuna. Ve'esha Begadim quotes the pasuk. Om Rabbi Simon Kishem Shehar Karbanos Mechaprim Kocha Begadim Mechaprim. Just like Karbanos offerings bring atonement, so do the clothing of the Kohanim bring atonement. And then the Midrash proceeds to explain that there are 8 special garments of the Kohen Gadol, 4 of them every regular Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen wears as well. There are 4 special ones for the Kohen Gadol. And each one of these atones for a different sin. And it goes through each one by one, and brings various psukim to support each point. For example, I'm going to skip the first one. We'll get back to it. Michnasayim lechaper al giloy arayos. The michnasayim, the trousers, the pants of the kohanim. So that brought atonement for giloy arayos, for sexual immorality. And it brings up a pasuk that supports this, because it says the michnasayvad lechasos besar erva, because the pants are to cover the flesh of their nakedness. It says that the another example is the tzitz, the diadem, the head plate, would atone for brazenness. Brazenness often is connected to the forehead, and this is something, you know, gold put on the forehead, and the choshen mishpat is to atone for perversion of mishpat, perversion of justice that takes place. Okay, so it goes through each one and explains that. But I want to go to the first one, because that's going to be really our discussion for this this mini-shir. So it says that the ha-ketones, that the ketones, the which is like the tunic that all the Kohanim wore, l'chaper al-levushei kilayim, is to atone for the sin of wearing kilayim. Kilayim is a mixture. And this is commonly referred to as shatnez. In the words of Chazal, it's shatnez. And that is a mixture of linen and wool. If they are mixed together in the same garment, you are not allowed to wear them. And if people did wear them, so there is atonement through the Kohanim wearing the kutonis. The Kohanim wearing the tunic would somehow bring a kapara for the sin of wearing kilayim, of wearing shatnez. Why? Kemad Desema, as the Pasuk says, in Bereishis Lamed Zayin Gimel, which is in Parshas Vayeshev, Va'asa lo kisones pasim. And he made for him a kisones pasim. He made for him, referring to Yaakov Avinu, made for his son Yosef a linen tunic. Wool tunic. Perhaps striped. But anyway, this is the support that it brings for the kisones being an atonement for kilayim, for shatnez. But this seems very strange. This doesn't seem to be a good support at all. How does Yaakov making for Yosef the kisones pasim? How does that teach us that the kilayim is atoned for through the kutones? That doesn't seem to make sense. And indeed, many of the mefarshim on this midrash actually say, yeah, there's something a little bit off here. The Adei Moshe says, yeah, the midrash quotes the wrong pasuk. It's really it's not supposed to be a pasuk of Yosef. It's supposed to be a pasuk of just the making of the kutones itself. And it has nothing to do with Yosef and his kisones pasim. It says Tzarech Lomar means to say va'asu kisones sheish maasei oreg. It's supposed to be, it's referring just to the linen kazonis, the commandment to make that. It's a different pasuk, wrong pasuk. Our text is off. Vorig hu remez l'kilayim, and the weaving is like a reference, is like a hint to kilayim. So that's what the Yidei Moshe says, and other reports also say similar that there's some sort of error here. The Eitz Yosef says, I'm seemingly quoting the Yifei Torah, that you know, there's some sort of thing with the kazonos pasim itself being shatness. That maybe kasonis is indicates linen and pas is some wool, and quotes a gemara that maybe it was some wool around the cuffs or something like that. So maybe the kasonis pasim itself was actually shatnez, but then the Eitz Yosef itself points out, says l'chora kasha, but really it's a question. Why would you bring this as support that it's a remnant to kilayim? The kesonis itself was made of kilayim. The kesonis of the kohen, the tunic that he would wear, was made of shatness. So that itself should be able to achieve the kapara. You don't need to go out to this other pasuk. And he says also, it's probably an error. And he says that maybe it's what its role here is that there's a different version of this midrash, a parallel midrash. It's in the Yerushalmi in Maseches Yuma, and over there it says that the kutonas atoned for kilayim, and then it gave another opinion, v'yesh omrim al shvichos damim. Maybe it actually didn't atone for kilayim, but it atoned for murder, and then this pasuk comes in context, in proper context of asalo ketonis pasim, that over here there is a ketonis in the context of a potential murder or dipping the ketonis in blood or something like that. So maybe, suggests the Eitz Yosef, this pasuk is coming, but also there's an error in our text. There's really supposed to be another sin that ketonis could possibly atone for, and this pasuk is supporting that. But let's see if there's a way we can actually justify the version of the text we have. The text we have says that the kutonas would atone for kilayim, and the source of that is the kutonas pasim. Another question we have to ask, though, before we can try to understand this text, and I think you can also ask it on this the comment of the Eitz Yosef, is that why would that atone? Why would the kohanim, just because the kohanim are wearing kilayim, they're wearing shatnez in the ketones itself, why is that a reason that we would like atone? How does that possibly atone for it? Like, I understand michnasayim cover up erva, so I hear how that could atone for the chet of giluy arayos. I understand how, you know, when you have an arrogant brazen forehead and then you cover it up with the tzitz, that says Kodesh LaShem, so I hear how that atones. But over here, if there's an avera of wearing shatness, how do you atone for it by just wearing shatness? So perhaps we can actually understand this through other comments of the Midrash elsewhere. And this is which really get actually to the root of the problem with shatness in the first place. So there's a Midrash, it's a Midrash Tanchum, it's in Bereishis, I believe Tess in Midrash Tanchum in Bereishis, as well as Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer somewhere, maybe Chof Aleph, that speaks about this the following idea. And it's what bothers Hashem so much about shatness. And that it recalls the story in Parshas Bereishis of Cain and Hevel, and that Cain brought his karbanos, and his karbanos were of flax, and Hevel subsequently brought his karbanos of sheep, which are, of course, covered in wool. And this story ended quite tragically, with the death of both Cain and Hevel. Right, Cain killed Hevel, and then Cain suffered the life of being a fugitive, a murderer, and ultimately was killed himself. And because of this horrible story, where we have the sheep carbon and the flax carbon, we have the wool and the linen, and it's such a horrible taste in the mouth of God, Kaviyachol, that Hashem doesn't like shatness. Hashem doesn't want shatness. It recalls of this terrible event. And with this understanding right, we take this with us. So now we can maybe connect it back to Yosef. The Kesonas Pasim, we see that Yaakov gave a Kesonas Pasim, and the way it just understands it, the Kesonas Pasim itself was shatness. What was Yaakov doing? Why was he giving Yosef shatness? Right? Even if we don't have any sources that say Yosef kept all the mitzvos in the Torah, there is an opinion in the Chazal that Yaakov did. You would think Yaakov would not want to give shatness to Yosef. Why was he giving shatness to Yosef? So perhaps the answer is that the big problem with shatness is it reminds Hashem about when two brothers had a horrible feud, and Hashem doesn't want anything to do with that. Perhaps when it comes to the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and they are serving and they're caring for their brothers and just showing love and helping out their brothers, even the ones that sinned. So they can wear shatness, at least in the Big Day Kahuna, when they're doing the Avoda. That's like achieving a kapara for the sin of Kain and Hevel, in a sense. So while Kain and Hevel and their story created an Isser on shatness in general, Hashem allowed it for the Kohanim. Perhaps Yaakov felt that Yosef was some sort of Kohen. He was someone who was going to help lead his brothers, care for his brothers, be this personality who would step up and be like a Kohen. And so therefore he let him have shatness. And unfortunately it was the wrong circumstances, and Chazal condemned Yaakov for this decision of giving him the Kesonas Pasim in the Gemara Megillah and elsewhere. And we see that what happened from this, there were, again, brothers that were fighting and brothers that almost killed their brother. Meaning we almost had a scene with 10 Kayans killing their Hevel brother Yosef before they ended up just instead putting him in a pit and ultimately selling him as a slave to Mitzrayim. So what we hoped would be a case of, oh, it was justified shatness, actually was unjustified shatness, which led to more strife between brothers and almost leading to murder of brothers. And now, when we go to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim are told to wear the Big Day Kahuna, which also has shatness, for example, in the Kutones. So this is going to be a kapara. When they wear this, it's not just them wearing the shatness, but it's them wearing the shatness, but taking responsibility for their brothers, loving their brothers. Not a battle like Cain and Hevel had of who's going to serve Hashem, who's the right one to serve Hashem, and ultimately leading into a murder. Not like Yosef and his brothers of who's the leader of the brothers and leading to what was almost murder. But when the Kohanim are doing it properly, so they are able to achieve a kapara for what happened with Cain and Hevel, a kapara for what happened with Yosef and his brothers, and then therefore a kapara for anybody who has kilayim, anybody who wears kilayim, who recalls these horrible events of brothers fighting, and in particular fighting over the avoda. The Kohanim fulfilling their role as the Kohanim, facilitating the Avoda for all their brothers in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So that will bring the Kapara. The Hakatonas L'chaper Levusha Kilayim. It atones for the wearing of Kilayim and all the bad feelings that come with Kilayim. Kimat the same as the Pasuk says, V'asa lo Kesonas Pasim. Just like when Yaakov made Yosef the Kesonas Pasim, and that perpetuated the negative feelings about Kilayim that was experienced by Hashem ever since Cain and Hevel. But it's atoned for over here through the avoda of the Kohanim dressed in their kutonas.